Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Power, productivity, and versatility. You'll find it all at P&K with the John Deere 5045E. This tractor's got 50 engine horsepower and is packed full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Whether you're mowing, baling, or feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. The two-wheel drive 5045E starts at just $179 a month. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to improved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See P&K for details, terms and conditions, exclusions, and limitations apply.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Grain futures were generally stronger today. Beans were the strongest one, 13 to 16 cents higher. Corn, 1 to 1.5 higher. Wheat, 1 to 1.5 higher. So across the board, we were slightly higher. Cotton futures on the March were even up a little bit, up 16, 75, 25. Generally, the market is focused on tomorrow's mid-morning USDA report. That's at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning on Thursday. The ending stocks are expected to be a little bit tighter here in the United States. Corn, 2.335 billion bushels. Last month, it was 2.355. Wheat, 1.18. Last month was 1.186. And then beans are about 10 million bushels tighter at 410 million bushels, where last month it was 420. So across the board, a little bit tighter. On the world level, corn, 220 million metric tons. Expected wheat 253 million and then beans 81 million metric tons. Hedge funds are extremely long the soybeans. It's estimated they're long 154,000 contracts. That number will likely be higher after today's big up move. Corn are short 5,000 and wheat short 105,000. It's expected that, or it's hoped that if wheat is a bullish report, that number will get down and the wheat would rally as they get out of their short position.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.